Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Brief standoff in residence results in Gillette Police SRT apprehending suspect for alleged cocaine use and possession. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Wednesday afternoon, a brief standoff on Clearview Court concluded after the Gillette Police Department's special response team took a man into custody. Deputy Police Chief Brent Wasson said the incident unfolded when officers responded to a home following a 911 call from a resident at around 1:30 p.m., later identified as 32-year-old Davion Jones, reported being held hostage by armed individuals. Despite officers' arrival, Jones refused to exit the residence, initiating negotiations conducted over the phone. Eventually, SRT members utilized a drone to enter the residence and discovered Jones alone inside. Wasson noted Jones appeared to be under the influence of a controlled substance and later confessed to prior cocaine use. Following this, officers obtained a search warrant for the residence and discovered marijuana and cocaine inside. Jones was apprehended at around 3:17 p.m. His three children, who were at school at the time, were placed under protective custody. While Wasson didn't specify the formal charges, records from the Campbell County Detention Center indicated Jones was booked for felony and misdemeanor drug possession alongside misdemeanor drug use. Senate Vice President Kinski shocks by declining re-election bid. Dave Kinski of Sheridan, the Wyoming Senate Vice President, announced that he will not seek re-election for Senate District 22. Cowboy State Daily reported, Kinski, who has been keeping this decision secret since September, cited a desire to step back from elected office after two decades of service. His departure may impact the political landscape, particularly concerning conservative factions. State Representative John Bear of Gillette, chairman of the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, said he certainly has concerns about Kinski's departure based on his conservative voting record as of late, but is also confident that a like-minded candidate will step up to fill Kinski's shoes considering the politics in Sheridan County. Despite speculation about his political alignment during the 2024 session, Kinski maintained that his decision not to run again did not affect his legislative approach. His absence leaves room for other candidates potentially influencing the dynamics in Sheridan County politics. Kinski said he plans to focus on spending more time with his family, but remains open to future political involvement. In addition to Kinski, five other members of the legislature, all from the more traditional GOP wing, have announced they aren't running for re-election. However, one of these members, Representative Jared Olson of Cheyenne, is running for the Senate, and House Speaker Albert Summers of Pinedale has said he's also considering doing so. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.